It's July 2nd, the anniversary of the day that the Wiggles formed. The original members, Greg Page, Anthony Field, Murray Cook and Jeff Fatt, once topped the list of top-earning Australian entertainers 4 years running. Big red car, we're gonna ride the whole day long. The longest ever women's Wimbledon final took place on this day in 2005 when Venus Williams and Lindsay Davenport battled it out for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Done it. Miss Williams, 4-6. 7-6, 9-7.
And more sporting news, it was in 2017 that Jeff Horn became the welterweight champion of the world, defeating Manny Pacquiao.
Tell you, he looked pretty sturdy right there, and that right hand is a good exchange again in the centre of the ring.
July 2nd birthdays, the co-creator of the sitcom Seinfeld, comedy writer Larry David is 72. George was loosely based on Larry. He said the last episode was the hardest to write.
Right. For every other episode, nobody's thinking about what's the show going to be about this week. For a series finale, they all have their little ideas of what should happen.
Great Aussie jockey Mick Ditman is 67. He rode 1,700 winners in his career, including a Melbourne Cup victory in 1982.
Gunners Lane after Kingston Town. Gunners Lane goes home too well and beats Kingston Town.
Jerry Hall is 63. The model and former wife of Mick Jagger married Rupert Murdoch in 2016.
Incredibly gullible and naive and lucky. I've always been quite lucky.
Troubled star Lindsay Lohan celebrates her birthday today. Can you believe she's only 33?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is one of the most normal things I've done since I was in Parent Trap.
An Aussie actress and model, Margot Robbie, is 29. She starred in Neighbours and played Tonya Harding in the movie I, Tonya.
My entire life, I've been told I wouldn't amount to anything.
Finally, legendary actor James Stewart died on this day in 1997, aged 89. One of the greatest of all time.
You know that you fight for the lost causes harder than for any others. Yes, you even die for them.
They're some of the things we're remembering on July 2nd.